This is Robert Merlacci, the Mindshare Learning Port, Canada's Learning and Technology e-magazine. I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Brian Aspinall from the Lambton-Kent School District here at the ETFO ICT Conference down at OISE, University of Toronto. Thank you for joining me this morning, Brian.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I really appreciated the invite to attend your session this morning on coding. My brain hurts. We talked about Makey. We talked about a variety of different apps. You talked about 21st century learning skills. I love your style and passion for engaging students. And that's a big part of your success, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that just student engagement alone lends itself to learning. If kids want to be at school and they're excited to come to school, good things will happen.
Well, speaking of which, the whole notion of skills, Finland recently announced that they're moving away from traditional grading to more skills-based, moving away from grade levels. And you talk about, I mean, I love the notion of badges. I thought that was so cool. I tweeted that out. And perhaps you can talk about your evolution as a student and your philosophy around teaching, because it's very different than the traditional way.
I think that if we focus on skill development and things that will make kids successful in life, then some of the curricular areas will just kind of fall into place. I think that if a student is struggling with a math concept, it's perhaps because they're maybe unorganized, and it's not a matter of the math component itself, but some of the other soft skills that we need to focus on.
Now, you're speaking at Connect.
Yes.
And we're thrilled that you'll be joining us May 5th to 7th in iconic Niagara Falls, Canada, as I like to say. Now, what inspired you when it comes to ICT and weaving that into your work? You know, some teachers are reticent to change. You've embraced it. Your philosophy is clearly, you know, student engagement, project-based learning, that sort of thing. Perhaps you can talk a little bit about how do we engage other teachers who maybe haven't gone down that path yet?
I think that technology has given students a voice, and when I first saw students demonstrating their learning in an untraditional means other than the traditional paper pencil, and to see the joy, and not just from them, from their parents, from their grandparents, and being able to share that content that they've created with the world. In terms of getting other teachers involved, I think that all of our teachers are very eager and everybody wants to participate, and that's why everybody comes to these kind of events. Once, for a lot of them, it's the buy-in. When they see the results from the student perspective, they're totally on board.
I was fascinated by some of what you talked about with regard to SpecEd and kids with autism and, you know, Minecraft and just really... it's really about personalized learning and understanding the kids and giving them an opportunity.
Yes, definitely. I think that the technology allows for the differentiated instruction and everybody can kind of learn at wherever they are. We have so many curriculum expectations to cover. I think the technology allows itself nicely to kind of blur the lines of strands and go deeper into cross richer areas.
Now, Connect is... got a startup component to it. We have Startup Alley. You mentioned early in our discussion that you've had several startups. Perhaps you can tell us a little bit about what inspired that and how you impart that on your students as well to be entrepreneurs.
You call them startups. They're web tools, and they have all started as a solution to a problem. So in 2009, I created a website called Twiducate, which was essentially a Twitter for schools, kind of like Edmodo, because I wanted to teach digital citizenship, because I knew my students were on the platform, but it was blocked at school. I made an application called Scrawler, because our primary students are not on the Google platform, and they needed a way to share written work on a tablet that's shared with other students. And you can't save work on a tablet that's shared with other students, because it'll go missing. So Scrawler was a cloud-based, web-based word processor for primary students to be able to collaborate on a tablet. My latest one, Edmetal, is based around the learning skills here in Ontario, soft skills in general, with a positive reinforcement approach to engaging all students across any skill, self-regulation, teach them to persevere, demonstrate resiliency, collaborate with each other. So it's a positive reinforcement approach to badges through soft skills.
That's brilliant. You are a true problem solver. You are so passionate about with what you do, and it's infectious, and we're so looking forward to having you at the Connect Conference. Have you decided on what your topic's going to be?
Yeah, I think my topic will be about, I love coding. I'm on a coding kick right now. I think there's a lot of value in teaching kids to code. It's doing a puzzle. It's critical thinking and problem solving. I'm going to talk about pedagogy, and I'm just going to be me. I'm going to talk about what I know and what I do and what I have to share.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, Brian.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Brian Aspinall, presenter at the Code Conference, a teacher in the Lambton-Kent School District. You can follow Brian at, what is your Twitter handle?
It's at Mr. Aspinall, MRASPINALL.
My name is Robert Merglacci, the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.